Now in his fifth term in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Grassley, a Republican, is the senior senator from Iowa and part of the Senate GOP leadership. He's also served in the House of Representatives. And he tells me he's seen his share of presidential transitions in his Hill career.
This will be the sixth one this year.
Who was the first one you saw?
From Ford to Carter.
One of the biggest jobs for the new president is assembling his cabinet, the top-level leaders of the executive branch agencies. The Constitution mandates that the Senate officially advise and consent to the president's cabinet nominees. Senator Grassley says once the results of the election are official, lawmakers get to work.
In recent years, there's been an effort, even before a president's been sworn in, to hold hearings in the various committees to consider various nominees, and particularly, I suppose, for Secretary of State, Secretary of the Treasury, Attorney General, Secretary of Defense, those important ones, to get them in place as early as you can. In other words, meaning on January 20th, after the president is sworn in, they take over. And I think that there's been an effort to speed up generally all cabinet positions ahead of time. And I would say that the only difference between doing it then and doing it quickly to, when a president is starting out versus the normal transition you have when somebody resigns and somebody's appointed to take his place is the speed with which it's done. Whereas when you're in transition from a person resigning during a presidential term to somebody taking their place, it's a little more a little slower, I think, not quite so much urgency. But as far as what you have to learn about the new nominees' qualifications to be in office, the process isn't a whole lot different for a new person coming in a new presidency as opposed to the transition within a presidency.
Now, I can also imagine that this must create some interesting workflow for the committees of jurisdiction. You're on the Finance Committee and on the Agriculture Committee, so more likely than not you'll be evaluating the fitness of a Treasury Secretary and also the Agriculture Secretary to be. Is this a situation where you work fairly closely with the President-elect staff and the people who he has working for him?
The answer to that is very closely, and probably working with people that are more at the civil service level of the executive branch of government, because they tend to carry over from one administration to the other. And then a general process of transition to begin with that goes on in the executive branch that's separate from the Congress. I can say this, that there's great deference to a new president to get who he wants in a certain slot. There's less concern about competence for a cabinet person than there is like for a judge, you know, as an example. But I'd say deference to the president because he's just had a mandate from the election. And then it seems to me when you get into things that are problems, they tend to be more dealing with the private sector dealings of an individual ahead of time, without naming names. But in previous cabinets, we've had people that have come in that when you look over their income tax, it just doesn't seem right. And if it's an honest mistake, then you end up getting amendments to the income tax, as an example. Or if there's something questionable, then maybe some further investigation into something that's questionable. But you run into it not because people are unlawful in any way. Most of the stuff I've run into is unintentional and corrected. But it's in a very small number of cases has that been the case.
Tracking the transition with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley on Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.